It's time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. James B. Connelly playing the Cocktails and Camouflage Veterans Day Benefit at Flappers in Burbank on Thursday night. Everyone on the bill is a veteran, including James, who wishes he had fans like sports fans.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I love sports fans. I'm not knocking. If you're a sports fan, I love you, because you pick a team for life, and that's your team. And that team sucks, and you pay money to watch that suck for yourselves. I wish I had fans like that. People come out and see me in the good shows and the mediocre shows. Maybe you guys start rolling out the club with your face painted, look like me. Someone said, who's your comedian? You're going to say, James P. Connelly. Someone says, is he funny? You go, well, you know, maybe not this year, but next year. So prior to this, I used to be in the Marine Corps. That was my job. Before I did this, and thank you. Most people look at me and they go, look, man, don't take this the wrong way, but you don't look anything like a Marine. But no, I don't look like a Marine, because that's exactly what the enemy would be expecting me to look like. See, one thing I did learn, though, women love a man in uniform. I see this every airport in America. It is a magical power. You pay attention next time you go out. Women love a man in uniform. Hell yes, they do. Except for adult Boy Scout troop leader. That is the creepiest thing I've ever seen in my life. I saw a troop going through the airport. I want to grab the kid and say, look, I don't want to scare you, but there's a grown man dressed just like you attempting to blend in with you right now. Your motto's be prepared. That's the son of a bitch we're talking about right there. I love my uniform, man. I went to college on a Marine Corps scholarship, too. The Marine Corps was my student loan. I know a lot of you guys have Sally Mae, and Sally seems like a reasonable woman to me. Pay me back later. Pay me back when you can. Hell, don't even pay me back at all. So when I hear someone say, oh, my student loans are killing me, my student loan actually tried to kill me. Now, the amazing thing is I went to Harvard. The Marine Corps paid for Harvard University. Now, I'm not bragging when I say that. I appreciate that. If you think I'm bragging, let's just take a moment and let's just quickly review the trajectory of my life. Harvard, then the Marine Corps, then stand-up comedy. I basically took my parents' hopes and dreams and I chipped away at them one jaw-dropping decision at a time. Do you know how much fun it is to go to a Harvard reunion when you become a stand-up comedian? It's like, well, what do you do for a living? Well, I run a non-profit organization and we supply blood to children in need. What do you do? Oh, me? Well, I run a non-profit career. And I sell my blood for money, so maybe we've done business together before. People expect me to be snobby, too, just because I went to Harvard. I would never describe myself as snobby. I'd probably describe myself more as better than. I think that's probably the word. I love when people try to prove to me that they're smarter than me. I'm having a casual conversation, and then they'll slip in something like a rhetorical question, which is a question doesn't need an answer. But people ask it to make it seem like you missed out on something obvious. It's a question that doesn't need an answer. How self-indulgent is that? Okay, for the rest of you, that was a rhetorical question. Next time somebody asks you a question that doesn't need an answer, respond with an answer to a question that you think they need to hear instead. For example, is the Pope Catholic? Actually, your breath does smell like feet.
James P. Connelly, Laughter at 45 After. It's Southern California's classic rock, 100.3 The Sound.